In New Zealand, the feijoa has become the unofficial national fruit, even though it originally comes from South America. Unlike the kiwi, which is well known and exported worldwide, the feijoa is not native to New Zealand and can also be found in places like California and Canberra. Still, no other country loves this unique fruit as much as New Zealanders do. The feijoa, also called pineapple guava, is green and oval-shaped, and it has a strong smell that some people love while others don't. One reason the feijoa is so popular in New Zealand is that it is plentiful during the autumn months. When the fruit falls from the trees, it creates a sweet-smelling carpet in people's backyards. Many locals pick up these fallen fruits and share them with their neighbors, friends, and even strangers. This tradition of giving away feijoas has become a big part of the culture, with some people feeling proud that they have never bought the fruit from a store. Author Kate Evans has pointed out that people expect to receive feijoas for free instead of paying for them. In suburban Wellington, Diana Ward Pickering is a great example of this generous spirit. She has given away thousands of feijoas from her backyard trees and often leaves boxes of the fruit on her sidewalk for anyone to take. Even though she loves feijoas, she admits that she can't eat all the fruit that grows each season. Ward Pickering believes sharing is important, especially for those who might not be able to afford to buy the fruit. While many New Zealanders enjoy feijoas, not everyone agrees on how they taste. Some people love the unique flavor and texture, while others think it tastes gritty or sour. This difference in opinion can even be seen in families, like with Ward Pickering's daughter, who doesn't like the fruit at all. For New Zealanders living abroad, feijoas often bring back fond memories of their childhood, making them want to find the fruit even when they are far from home.